Wright drives it in towards the hot spot. Up they fly. Casbolt got up over the top outfield. He's got a loose in skids. He's got a kick. A goal! Carlton hit the lead again.
Best call in town, 11:16 SCM with David Schwartz there talking through another Bryce Gibbs goal there. Now, Daniel, we just had a quick look at the coaches' votes.
Yes.
Perfect 10 for this man yesterday.
No surprise, there was
moves
no other option.
Up to number 4 on the coaches' votes leaderboard.
That is true.
I just had a quick look at the Herald Sun leaderboard. Do you know why their leaderboard is significant?
Why is their leaderboard significant?
It is significant because they do 3-2-1, just like the Brownlow medal. Bryce Gibbs just one back of Patrick Dangerfield.
It's having some sort of year.
Fair to say, he's turned his football life around, and he joined us on Melbourne's Home of Footy. Bryce, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, boys.
Bryce, we're scratching our heads, mate. It's not that we didn't know it was in you, this type of football, but it's becoming such a consistent thing. I mean, what's going on? How's it all turned around? Has you changed your way you play, I guess, mentally, or has the coach had a significant bit to do with this?
Oh, look, it's probably a combination of a lot of things. It's been well documented that we've gone through a massive change at the club over the last 6 to 8 months, and we're doing things a lot differently than we've done in the past. And, we've just got a massive collective buy-in, not only from the players and the coaches, but a whole-of-club sort of mentality. And, it's paying off. And the belief's really there at the moment, and our confidence is up, and we're really enjoying our footy.
Gibbsy, it's been a club that's been surrounded in fog for the last 5, 6, 8 years probably. It's been a really difficult period for the footy club. Probably 10 years, yeah, probably about that. When did the fog lift for you? We saw the coach come in. We always knew he was really energetic, really positive, had a message to sell. But when did the fog lift for you to realise that there is something good around the corner here?
Well, we had an extremely tough pre-season, as a lot of clubs do. But from pretty early on, having initial chats with Bolts, hearing some of his ideas he wanted to implement in the group and some of his thoughts on how he wanted to attack the year, it was really impressive. But probably until we won, I reckon, that four matches in a row under a bit of duress as well. We got copped some injuries and whatnot. I think that it just really cemented that what we're doing, we're doing the right things.
Yep.
And I mean, even the first couple of games, we played some good footy against some good sides and still lost. So the signs were there, but for us to win 4 games in a row, which we hadn't done for a long time, I think that's when the group really woke up and were like, we're actually not that far away here. So yeah, it's been pleasing.
Hey, Bryce, most of us have been watching footy and listening to radio stations and reading papers for years. And we always read that a new coach comes in, it takes a little while to start playing to the way that their coach wants, that style. It hasn't happened with Carlton. Brendan Bolton's come in and it looks like you're playing his style straight away. How is that possible?
Yeah, I think he's got a good mix. Not only Bolts, obviously coming from Hawthorn, he's seen how successful footy team and a successful club runs. But you look at the inclusions of Dale Amos from the Cats, who have been an outstanding team the past 10 years, Shane Watson from the Kangaroos, and Tim Clark from the Tigers. You know, he's got a really good mix around him coming from successful teams. So they, no doubt, over the pre-season would have chucked all their ideas on the table and fitted the game plan around our group. And I think they've done a really good job and selling that message to us and making sure everyone's on the same page. They've nailed it, and we're really starting to see the results of that already.
Bryce Gibbs from the Blues has joined us on the run home, Melbourne's Home of Footy. Just on, before we get back to you, Bryce, Jack Viney, we're being told, will miss 3 weeks with a fractured knuckle bone. So that 1 week suspension, Marco, won't affect him. He's going to miss 3 anyway with a fractured knuckle bone. But back to you, Bryce, and your boys. And yesterday, I imagine when you've been through the period that you've been through at the footy club, that little boxes you can tick along the way are important milestones. And yesterday you got another one. You mentioned the 4 games in a row that you won, but yesterday was another one, beating Geelong and Etihad Stadium for the first time in 14 attempts, I think it might have been. Does Bolts recognise that sort of stuff, or do the players recognise those achievements, little achievements along the way?
The sort of that record wasn't brought up at all during the week, but you know, definitely playing against teams like Geelong who have been so successful in, over the last 10 years, it's something we didn't really want to shy away from. We looked at it as a massive challenge, and we obviously had a game plan going into that week and scouted them pretty closely, as we do every team. But we were pretty confident that if we could, you know, obviously apply our pressure and effort and then stick to what we thought could beat them on the night, that we'd have a good chance. And I think we just stuck at it. And under a bit of duress with a couple of injuries early in the game, was an ideal situation for us. But, yeah, I was really proud of the boys' efforts to stick to the task and get the result in the end.
Yeah. Hey, Bryce, I just want to speak to you personally. I mean, we've heard your name probably for the last 3 or 4 years as being put up for trade. I mean, it happens all the time. And I can't imagine what it would have been like going to work every day, and that's in the background. I was at a pub yesterday, and the whole pub was cheering for Carlton, and everyone was saying just how you've, you know, how everything's changed for you and the football that you're playing. How much easier is it for you just to get around town at the moment and live in your own skin?
Yeah, it's not too bad. I've actually had a couple of nice tweets of late.
That's unusual.
People saying, you know, I've knocked you in the past, mate, but, you know, keep up the good work. We're really rooting for you now. And so it's been nice to get a few of those over the last week or two. But, yeah, look, I'm just going about my business, mate. I've got a pretty clear role within the team. And I know if I'm doing those things and sticking to my plan, it's gonna hold me in good stead. So, yeah, I'm enjoying my footy at the moment and I'm in a good place.
The performance on the weekend of a few players I wouldn't mind bringing up with you, Bryce. And I love Sam Doherty's year, but again, he continues to impress in the back half for you guys. To get Matty Cruiser back out there after a week where we thought was going to be multiple week injury for him with his knee, and for him to perform like the way he did. And then you see guys like Armfield, yep, and Everett really hit the scoreboard, yep, and provide huge problems for opposition teams. Where's their growth come from? Is that just the confidence being shown in them in the roles and being stable in their positions, or is it just the development of them, an evolution of a player, do you think?
Well, Bolts is really big on rewarding team roles, and you don't necessarily have to go out and have 30 touches and kick three. You know, you'll get rewarded during the week on the tape if you're, you know, applying your pressure, getting your 40-50 tackles, your smothers, rolling up the stoppages, whatever position you play, there's obviously KPIs you want to tick off, and that's all those guys are doing. They're not playing miraculous footy. They're just playing their role and getting the job done when we need it. So it's a credit to those guys. And just to touch on Matty Cruiser and Levi Casbolt, for what they did over the last couple of weeks to get their bodies right to get up for this game, it was unbelievable what they went through to do that. So tip my hat to those guys, and you know, it definitely helped us getting the win on the weekend.
What did you say when you learnt that he was going to be playing Levi Casbolt a week after breaking his leg?
Yeah, I was a little bit shocked. But at the same time, I knew the amount of work both of those players had put into their rehab, and the amount of icing and needles and whatever they, acupuncture needles is what I was talking about there.
Yes, well picked up.
To get their bodies up, when they got selected, it actually wasn't a surprise that they got selected because they worked so hard.
Hey, Bryce, how many games did you think Carlton would win at the start of the year?
Look, we didn't really put a number on it at the start of the year, and I tried to keep an open mind about it personally. Yeah, look,
you didn't have five after 10 rounds, though, did you, in your head?
Oh, look, who knows? I think the competition at the moment, it's a lot even than people think. Mm. If you rock up the game and you're only 5% off, no matter if you're top of the ladder or you're bottom of the ladder, like, anyone can win, I think. You know, who would have thought Freo would be winless 10 games into the year? Like, yep. Like I said, anyone can beat anyone, I think, in the this footy this year. So we just know that we're just going to keep bringing our effort and pressure and stick to our system, and if we do that, we'll give ourselves a chance. It might not mean we win another game for the rest of the year, but As long as we're doing that, we'll give ourselves every chance.
You've been through the AFL cycle of being a number one draft pick, and you've seen another young man come into your footy club this year, and Jacob Wiedering, and really be super impressive from the day that we first heard him speak. Have you come across anyone as polished, both emotionally and physically, in terms of their first year in footy? And do you remember, have you been working with him as to what to expect in their first year as a number one pick?
Yeah, as you said, he's been super impressive. The way he handles himself for his age, obviously what he's already been through in the hype of being a potential number one pick and then to go number one, and just to carry his level head since that day, the way he's gone about the learning of his footy and how he wants to you know, turn his career into a long and successful one, I just sit back and go, wow, that's the best I've seen. So, yeah, mate, he's going to be a genuine superstar. He's learning all the time. He wants to improve every week. And, yeah, he's going to have Carlton fans excited for a long time.
Well, Bryce, like I said before, I think we're all enjoying cheering on the underdog at the moment. I'm not sure how much longer that's going to go, the way you boys are playing. Well done. Congratulations, mate. It's been good fun watching you play. And the story's a ripper as well. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
No worries. Bryce Gibbs. What a story, mate. What a story. Now, show your true colours and be bound by blue for season 2016. Membership packages still remain. How about that? So, sign up as a Blue Bagger member today and call 1300-CARLTON or visit membership.carltonfc.com.au. Bryce Gibbs is certainly one of the stories